Hey everybody, it's Joe, Manifestation Coach. Welcome to this audio. In this audio, I'm going to be giving you some affirmations that will help you have a magical and miraculous week. It's 8-8, so happy August 8th. This is a Lionsgate portal of abundance. This is the most abundant time of the year. So get ready for this month of August to deliver all of the things that have been in the wings of your vortex, just waiting to flow into your life experience. And this audio is going to help you align with those higher frequencies so that you can attract all that you are meant to become this month. It is happening. Magical things are 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 flowing into my life. Magical things are flowing into my life. I am ready for miracles. I am ready for miracles. I am open and ready for miracles. Miracles are happening to me right now. Miracles are happening in my reality right now. Magical things are happening in my life. Magical things are happening this week. Magical things are happening this month. I am ready for miracles. I am open and ready for miracles. Feel this higher frequency of energy in your life now. The energy of magic, the energy of miracles. What does that feel like in your body? The next thing I want to talk about is the different layers of our life experience. How things are actually manifesting into form. In yoga, they call these the koshas. These are layers of our being. The first layer is the physical layer, our physical body. They call that the Anamaya kosha. It is the earth element. The second layer is the Pranamaya kosha. This is the water element. The water element is our energy that surrounds the body. It's our life force energy. It's a vital energy that flows through the system of the body and the energy that flows through the body. Acupuncture also is very aware of how energy moves through the body. They are talking about this layer of our being, which is called the Pranamaya Kosha in yoga. You can also just call it your spirit. Your energy, okay? Your aura. So if you think about manifestation from the perspective of having these different layers of your being, the first layer being your physical body, the second layer being your life force energy, and the third layer is your mental sheath, the Manomaya Kosha. It's more subtle, and it's where the mind and emotions hang out. Yet, the mind and emotions, kosha, it permeates our physical body and our energetic body. So the food we eat and the physical activity we engage in is really important to making sure that our life force energy kosha, the Pranamaya kosha, is in alignment. So when you have an alignment with your body and mind, so your third layer kosha and your second layer kosha, then things manifest in the physical reality, in alignment. Okay, so moving on up. Another subtle layer of our being is called the Vijnanamaya kosha. It's our intellect, our intuitive sheath. This is a even more subtle layer. And it is where our intuition, our inner knowing, and our soul's wisdom resides. So it's best to call upon this aspect of yourself and receive messages from it, because it knows things that are beyond what our minds can understand and what our senses are picking up on. So you're literally accessing this deeper part of your intuition and wisdom. So the next layer, The next kosha is the Anandamaya kosha. This is the bliss space element, okay? This is the deepest part of ourselves. This is where we have an experience of samadhi. This is where we have an experience of total peace of mind, because now the mind is not running the show. The physical body is not running the show. Emotions are not running the show. The pure, absolute truth is where it's at. Okay? So all of these koshas interacting together create up our life experience. This is our life, okay? This is manifestation. You're manifesting through your physical form connected to your life force energy, your mind and emotions, and then the deeper part of your wisdom, intuition, and your actual enlightened self, okay? The deepest part of you is already enlightened. You're just like teaching your human self what's going on. You're teaching your mental self what's going on. Okay, so when it comes to manifesting this month of August, this is a magical month. This is like a pure abundance, like the height of the summer. Everything is coming into fruition. You want to think in terms of, what are my highest desires? What are the highest desires coming from my spirit that are guiding me this month? So you want to allow your spirit to guide you in your manifestation process. Get out of your mind. Get out of your habitual 3D physical world reality and open yourself up to something unknown. What we're going to do here is we're going to trust that no matter what, magical things are happening. No matter what, miracles are unfolding. And I can feel taken care of because there's something higher in me. There's a higher wisdom. There's a higher intuition, a higher knowing that already sees the future, already knows what I'm going to want. And I don't have to do anything except listen. All action that I take, let's just make this assumption right now because it is already true and it's already happening. All action that I take is action that my higher self is already putting into my steps. It's already putting into my thought, this is what we're doing next, this is what we're doing next, or else we just wouldn't do it. All action is being taken from the higher self. Now, as you think about what you want to manifest in this month of August, I want you to start moving into the energy of already having it. Feel the energy of the wish fulfilled. Remember, magical things are happening, miracles are unfolding. Feel this energy of everything that you want to create this month. It's all coming into culmination. It's all merging into the forefront of your life experience. It's like you're pulling it from this higher aspect of yourself down into the first kosha, your physical body. You're bringing it down into the physical plane. Okay, this is a real thing that you can have a felt experience of. You can have a felt experience of these deeper layers of your being in yoga, for example, or in meditation. In my experience, it always happens in yoga. So I speak for myself when I say yoga is the best path for really diving deeper into yourself. If you're a physical person like me, you like to get into your body and feel your body, then doing a somatic practice like yoga will totally change your manifestation process. Okay, so Ashtanga yoga is one of my favorite ways to have a spiritual awakening because it gets you beyond the mind. My first ever spiritual awakening happened in 2009 in an Ashtanga yoga class. And in this experience, I was merged with that deepest kosha and a samadhi, absolute reality experience. And there was no physical form. There was no physical world. It was just that deepest layer of existence, the deepest layer of existence. Because when the mind gets quiet and the emotions are purified, you just open up to see something that is deeper. It's always been here. It's always been you. You've never been separate from it. But you're just, this 3D reality is so distracting. Especially if you live in a big city where it's busy. There's a lot of things going on. It's going to constantly pull your attention. And that's why yoga is so great for manifesting. Because you really want to be manifesting from your spiritual self. It's a faster, much path of least resistance kind of a way. And the 3D reality will always distract you and kind of control the way you think about things. So that's why going to yoga, going to meditate, anything you can do to purify your mind and cleanse it of all the distraction is really going to help you focus in on what you actually want to manifest. When your mind is absorbed in the reality that you want, you are moving so fast. You are moving this reality into form so fast. Because remember, you need to think in terms of the layers of your being, your kosha. You're literally taking this energy from your spiritual self and you're building the momentum of it as it drops down into the lower vibrational reality, which is the physical world. Okay, the physical reality is an aftershock of the earthquake that you already created. Okay, cancel clear delete. We're not manifesting any earthquakes anywhere, but you get what I'm saying. It's going to shake up how you think things are going, how you think your reality is. And you're actually going to manifest the reality that you want instead. All right, so continue. Let's move back what I was saying before. Continue. Move back into the energy of the wish fulfilled. Everything you want to call in for this month of August. This is 8-8, Lionsgate. All right. This is a magical month of total abundance. So everything that you've been asking for, everything you've been wanting, everything your soul's been asking for, it is on its way this month. It is happening. All right, so feel it into form. That's going to be my new phrase. Feel it into form. I just made it up. I like that. Okay. Feel this energy from your spiritual self, your upper or your subtler layers of your being, your koshas. You're drawing this spiritual energy into your physical reality. It's happening naturally, okay? Feel the end of the wish fulfilled. Feel like you already have it. Everything you want to manifest this month of August, it's happening. Feel it like you already manifested it. It was already manifested. You didn't even manifest it. Your higher self did it for you. All you did was put yourself in the energy of the wish fulfilled. So feel that. Feel, I already am in this reality. I feel this reality. It feels natural to me and it feels real. All right? Feel into that space. You're creating this energetic space. And shortly, it will appear in the physical. Don't worry about it. All right, so as you continue to feel into your wishes fulfilled, wish or wishes, basically just the whole reality that you want. Like for me, it's a big time for me, so I have a lot of things that are falling into place in this month of August, and a lot of expansion happening, a lot of changes. So I'm just feeling into all of the aspects of my reality the way I want them to be. And they're not going to show up in the physical exactly how I want them to be. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. And that's okay because you always get what your higher self already knows that you want, which is better than you can even like fathom right now. You can never really fathom exactly how manifestation is going to look with your eyes, but sometimes you can get very specific and manifest those specifics if you're really practiced at this. But the thing that you want to focus on is just that overall general feeling of like, this is what I am desiring. I feel this to be true. I feel this to be real. I know this is on its way to me. And you just feel the general aspect of this reality of like, yeah, I feel really good about it because I really did get everything I asked for and it turned out better than I could have even imagined myself. Because remember, that deeper part of you, the deepest kosha, where all that wisdom resides, it already knows everything. It already knows what exists in this universe. And you're just this human asking for a few little things compared to how vast and expansive the deeper part of you really is. So we need to start making this assumption, you know, that it's not difficult for the universe. When I say universe, I'm saying that deepest part of you. It's not difficult for it to bring you everything that you're asking for because it's so small in comparison. But our human mind is the one that creates all the logical negative energy that just doesn't allow it to show up. So you're working against yourself when your mind is trying to control it. And you're looking through the lens of your past and you're looking through the lens of the 3D world. You're looking through the lens of what other people think and all that stuff. It's really just all distraction. It's all distraction. That's why going to yoga, doing meditation is so vital for your manifestation process. Going to yoga and tuning out the thoughts in your mind and just dropping into the body allows you to access your wisdom, your intuition, and that deeper part of you where samadhi happens. Okay? So, one more time, feel the energy of the wish fulfilled. This month of August is going to be amazing. Affirm it with me. Magical things are happening. Magical things are opening up in my reality. I am ready for miracles. I am so ready for all the miracles that my higher self has in store for me. I know this is going to be better than I could have ever imagined on my own. I trust my spiritual energy. I trust the deeper koshas. They know things beyond my human mind. Miracles are happening to me now. I am open and ready for the floodgates of abundance to pour into my reality. I do not resist this abundance. I do not resist this love. I do not resist this fun life experience. I allow my higher self to channel abundance through my physical reality. I'm no longer resisting this. I'm no longer overthinking this. I'm no longer overanalyzing this. I am no longer placing my own limitations on the energy that Source has for me. I allow it in. I know it is infinite. I know it is eternal. I receive without guilt. I receive without shame. I receive purely from my Source the abundance that I know I truly am. Not the abundance that this 3D reality tells me is possible. Not the abundance that other people think is possible. I want to know Source's definition of abundance for me in this next chapter of my life. I don't know what it's going to look like, and I don't need to know that. All I know is miracles are happening. All I know is magic is happening. This is a magical life experience, and I will no longer let the 3D world of limiting human beliefs stop me from living my soul purpose in the way that Source has designed my soul purpose to be walked out in this lifetime. I no longer allow the voices and opinions of this world and other people to dictate what I do with my manifestations. My manifestational journey is mine, and the wisdom and intuition that I need is within me. Everything in my life is unfolding perfectly. Magical things are happening, and miracles are unfolding. I release and I let go. I trust in the power of the deeper koshas of my being. Thank you so much for listening. This has been Genoa Manifestation Coach. Please like this video, share it with a friend, and leave a comment below about something that clicked for you as you were listening to this. Namaste.